Look up the word catcall in the dictionary, and it reads, a shrill whistle-like sound or loud raucous shout made to express disapproval at a theater, meeting, etc. But the words come to mean a lot more in 2014. That became clear last week after a video of a woman getting catcalled by men in New York City went viral and triggered days of discussion. In that video, actress Shoshana Roberts simply walks around New York for 10 hours, all the while being secretly videotaped by one of our next guests. The journey led to around 100 catcalls. To update the discussion, we welcome two guests to Current State. First, Rob Bliss is on the phone. Rob is the media producer who came up with the idea for the video. He is the head of Rob Bliss Creative in Grand Rapids. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And here in Studio S, Kira Stevenson, an MSU student who is a member of the campus chapter of Hollaback, a national organization fighting street harassment against women. Welcome, Kira.
Thank you.
Rob Bliss, I was a little surprised to learn that the idea for this was yours. How did this idea take shape?
The number one thing was I felt like, you know, this was an important issue, and no one had ever really captured what street harassment looks like close up and intimately. I felt like it would be really compelling and valuable to the discussion on both ends of this street harassment debate if we could all just really see what it looks like.
And as Shoshana Roberts, the actress who put in all these hours being catcalled, as this is unfolding with you just a few feet away carrying the camera on your backpack, what are you thinking?
Honestly, the crazy thing is I didn't hear maybe 90% of the catcalls. I mean, it really just shows you how intimate and sometimes one-on-one, I'd say, catcalling can be.
Mm. Kira, you've been a member of Hollaback for a while. What was your response to the video?
You know, I think the video really illustrates the way that street harassment can compound itself. So some of the comments in the video, people might not think, you know, sound that bad independently. But when over 10 hours, you know, this is happening to over 100 times, that kind of illustrates the way that street harassment does kind of deeply violate your personal space and make it hard for you to feel safe where you live.
Did it reinforce your beliefs or did you learn anything new from this video?
You know, I think that the video puts visible evidence to a lot of things that I've heard from my friends and people that I've seen on Hollaback over a long time. But I think that, you know, as humans, we always like to be able to see the evidence before our eyes. And it's kind of sad that it takes that for us to take an issue seriously. But I'm glad that now we kind of have proof about how severe of this problem really is.
You are young. You're a college student. Have you talked with older women about this?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Obviously, most of the time I've talked with my peers, but I think, you know, Hollaback has statistics that 70 to 99% of women have been harassed on the street at some point in their lives. And I think most women have a story of at least one time that they felt unsafe, you know, walking by themselves on the street. And, you know, that's really unfortunate.
I'm curious, does Hollaback advise women how to respond to harassment in a particular way?
You know, Hollaback's position is really you should do whatever, you know, makes you feel safest and best at the moment. And that's the thing about street harassment is a lot of times, you know, if you're walking by yourself, you may not feel safe, you know, speaking out against the person who's harassing you. Or as you saw in the video, you know, if you respond the wrong way, oftentimes that escalates, you know, the violence of what people are saying or doing in regards to you. So that's why kind of Hollaback exists as a space for men and women to kind of share their stories in a way to reclaim the story so it's not just like the harasser had the last word.
Our guest here today on Current State, Kira Stevenson, an MSU student who's a member of the campus chapter of Hollaback. That's a national organization fighting street harassment against women. Rob Bliss is also on the phone in Grand Rapids. He is the head of Rob Bliss Creative in Grand Rapids, whose idea was, the video was Rob's idea, and he was the guy whose backpack contained the camera that filmed Shoshana Roberts here in New York City. Kira, talk to us about how often you have been catcalled, or maybe your close female friends. How often does it happen here in East Lansing or Lansing?
Yeah, I mean, I think most women and, you know, some men definitely would say that you know, catcalling and street harassment is a really common part of life on a college campus, which is unfortunate. You know, I'd say if there's ever a time where I'm walking home alone at night, I'd probably receive at least one comment or one thing would happen that would make me feel, you know, slightly uncomfortable on my way home.
Wow, that is a lot. Rob, back to you. Toward the end of last week, the discussion triggered by the video became as much about race as it was about street calling. You were criticized for not including more white street callers. Fair criticism or not?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the number one issue that happened with that whole debate is people started looking at this like it's a survey, and really it's just 18 scenes, just 18 scenes. And of that, two of those scenes, the guys that follow her in the video, to show that they're stalking, they make up over half of the video. So already it is just massively, massively skewed. So I think people kind of looked at this as if we had been filming for weeks and weeks and weeks and compiled all this footage and this is what we put together. But it was less than half a day we were out there and, you know, 18 scenes. So there's no Asian guys, for example. But, you know, there's not a lot of outcry about that. So, I mean, it's just not statistically accurate, and it was never going to be under the format we've made it.
Kira, how does race figure into catcalling? And what did you think of the fact that there were relatively few white guys in the video?
Well, we know that street harassment does disproportionately affect people of color. They are harassed more than white people, and we also know that harassment, you know, happens.
Women of color are harassed more often than white women.
Yes.
Okay.
And we also know that, you know, harassment is conducted by people of all races. And so, you know, I definitely understand Rob's point that when you're editing together a video, you know, you are trying to look for a certain effect. But I do think that, you know, when this is kind of circulating as the image of street harassment in America today, the fact that it doesn't figure in more white men is problematic because it sort of asserts a certain racial narrative that I don't think is necessarily accurate.
Rob, you pointed out that you were unable to hear a lot of what was going on as it was happening. What was it like to actually look at the footage for the first time, though?
Well, I mean, it kind of just confirmed a lot of the things Shoshana would say to me. You know, we take a break every now and then. She kind of update me as to what happened. But, I mean, yeah, to be able to see it so close up in high HD quality, I mean, it's just so intimate. It was so real. I was so close to it all. It was surprising.
Kira, you pointed out that you're apt to encounter some form of street harassment just about daily. Talk to us about what you encounter. Is it more subtle? Is it more flagrant? Is there a pattern there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it definitely depends on the time of day, because the thing about street harassment is so much of it is about, you know, the situation, the tone, you know, the context that you're in. So a lot of times it might just be someone, you know, honking at you as you walk by, or even stuff, you know, someone's walking in the other direction and they're saying, you know, hey, beautiful. But if it's, you know, late at night and I'm alone and it's dark out, you know, that's something that I don't want to have happen. That makes me feel uncomfortable.
You know, you're never going to eradicate, it seems to me, you're never going to eradicate flirting between people who are initially attracted to each other. When does the line get crossed? How much have you thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the video really prompts that discussion. And, you know, street harassment or harassment is generally defined as unwanted conduct. And, you know, it's hard for us to know what do other people want when they are strangers. But I think we can, you know, pay more attention to the context that we're in. You know, is my actions really perceived as flirting, or is it perceived as harassment? You know, is this really the best time to approach someone? Also, you know, is this the best way to compliment them? Because for many women, and like I said earlier, you see this in the video, you know, they're scared about responding poorly to those types of comments because the situation might escalate. You know, you notice that when Shoshana doesn't respond to compliments that some people might, you know, pose as flirting, people curse at her or call her names. And so it's sort of a double-edged sword for women. You know, if I'm not interested in you, but you're calling me beautiful, I might be scared to, you know, respond poorly because I think the situation is going to escalate. And that's really the problem you see with street harassment.
Rob Bliss is the producer of the video and is someone who is playing a role in curtailing street harassment. Where do you think that line is? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's situational. I mean, you know, for example, in this video, Shoshana never really looks like she's interested in being talked to, for example. I mean, looks clearly like serious face and got a place to be. So, I mean, anytime, I guess you're, I guess, you know, there's, you got to take in the body language. You have to take in, you know, the time of day and the environment. I mean, it's, you know, you got to be smart about it. And I think there are, you know, body language and other cues going on that can help with that.
I was going to make the point that you are, forgive the pun, flirting with disaster the minute you go verbal, the minute you really say anything or make any kind of sound. It seems like you're on really thin ice here. There's a line that's crossed there. The irony with that approach is that one of the most alarming moment in the video for me, in a way, was the guy who walked next to Shoshana for what, 10 minutes? And for quite some time, I'm not sure that guy said anything, but he just walked right next to her. So that kind of killed my theory about not saying anything. I think initially he did say one or two things and kept asking her things really quietly, but then he just silently walked next to her for I don't know how long. What did you make of that moment in the movie, or in the video, Kira?
You know, I thought that moment was really interesting because it highlights why for so many people street harassment is invisible. Because if you didn't see the initial encounter and you're just walking past them on the street, you know, you wouldn't necessarily know that Shoshana felt really uncomfortable that this guy had been following her. And so many people, when they talk about street harassment, they say, you know, oh, I don't see it in my daily life. And that's because so many of these encounters, you know, are so intimate and that you don't notice them as an outsider. And, you know, that was definitely for me one of the most deeply uncomfortable moments viewing, because I can imagine, you know, how traumatizing that would be for her.
Rob, are you willing to explain to us here how Shoshana felt about how she felt after this experience? Did this change anything for her?
I mean, you know, this was just, I just happened to capture what happens to her on a daily basis, to be honest. I mean, she gets all this very, very regularly, so it was nothing new to her. But I think this video in particular, because we were out filming for so long, out walking the streets for so long, I mean, by the end of it, we both felt very ill. It was just nauseating to, you know, have all this take place and happen. And it really, there is a collective weight, I think, that all of it puts on someone. And it wasn't even directed toward me, but I most definitely felt it too.
In fairness, I'll point out that I have seen some number of women who seem to take this a lot more in stride. They may well be irritated by street calling and feel that it's wrong, but they simply accept it as just an undesirable fact of life. Some, and you hear men say this more often than women, I think, some even may feel that it is complimentary to some extent. How do you respond to women and men, Kira, who say that?
Well, I think that there's always a nicer way to compliment someone than to yell at them on the side of the street. And I think even women who think that's a compliment could probably think of things that are more complimentary. But also, when you're thinking about street harassment, you're engaging with people you don't know. So you don't know if they think it's a compliment. You don't know if it's wanted, or, you know, how that factors into their own personal experiences with harassment. So returning back to the definition that harassment is unwanted conduct, I think, you know, if you don't know that someone's going to find it flattering or complimentary, you shouldn't do it.
And your group, Hollaback, claims that street harassment has lasting effects. What are some of those?
Yeah, you know, things like depression, fatigue, you know, not wanting to go outside, isolating yourself. You know, when harassment makes you feel unsafe, you know, walking around your own streets or your own home, it makes it really hard to conduct your daily life. And that's, you know, a constant thing that's happening to you.
I'll also point out that most Hollaback websites, and I believe East Lansing's is one of them, has maps where people can pinpoint where they've experienced street harassment. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we have an interactive mobile app which kind of lets people put, okay, where am I on the map, and then what's my story? And that kind of serves two purposes. First, it allows people to kind of reclaim the experience of harassment and say, you know, someone did this to me and it wasn't okay, and maybe I didn't feel safe in the moment talking about it, but I want to speak out about it now. But it also gives you sort of visual evidence of the way street harassment unfolds in your community. And that can be a really good starting point for grassroots advocacy. You know, if you notice that street harassment is happening consistently in the same area, even if it's things like lobbying for better street lighting in that area, or having a protest, or, you know, going there and asking, what about this area is making it unsafe, and what can we do as activists to remedy that?
I want to thank both of our guests. Kira Stevenson is an MSU student who's a member of the campus chapter of Hollaback, a national organization fighting street harassment against women. Rob Bliss has also joined us. Rob is the media producer who came up with the idea for the video that went viral last week, showing around 100 catcalls being subjected to actress Shoshana Roberts as she walked around the streets of New York. Rob is the head of Rob Bliss Creative in Grand Rapids. Rob, thank you. Kira, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.